This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Coins in the Kingdom, coinsinthekingdom.com, at the Wyndham Hotel in the Walt Disney World Resort property, which is a beautiful place. All kinds of people are here for this. It's actually an event that's family-friendly, which is a first for me. You know, I don't have a family, but it's nice to see that because, you know, the Bitcoin events that we've been to previously, you don't see kids running around, and that's happening here. So that means that there's a different kind of crowd that can be attracted to this, folks who might not normally be able to attend a Bitcoin convention because what are you going to do with the kids? You can actually go to Coins in the Kingdom, and the kids can go and have a good time, and they certainly seem to be. They're been on a scavenger hunt and things like that. And so here we are at Coins in the Kingdom on night two of two with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And all kinds of wonderful special guests, some of whom you have never heard of before, or you've never heard at least on Free Talk Live, like Patrick Melton, our last guest in hour number one. But others have been on, and as recently as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we have Paige with us here from Made Safe. And this doesn't have to do with cleaning, Paige. What is Made Safe?
So Made Safe is basically a new internet protocol, basically removing the centralized structure of servers and making the whole aspect peer-to-peer. So instead of uploading a file to Google's servers when you upload something to Google Drive, if you were to upload it through Made Safe, the file itself would be chopped up into chunks, mm-hmm. encrypted, and spread out throughout an entire network of computers.
And that's not just the stuff you store on the internet, but Made Safe is going to make it possible for websites themselves to be sort of decentralized on the computers too. Is that right?
It's storage. It's focused on storage for the first iteration, and then we'll be implementing processing. So yeah, you'll be able to basically decentralize everything that's on the internet right now.
Now the bones of the internet will still exist. Like, you know, the big cables that run under the ocean and, the giant servers and things like that. That'll still exist, but in many ways it'll bring the internet down to the individual level and, there'll be less of a concern of the internet collapsing. Because I always hear, what happens if the internet collapses? Well, MadeSafe is working on that.
Right. So MadeSafe is actually really complementary with things like mesh networking and just decentralized internet access in general, because it does rely on many computers being able to connect to each other. But what it helps with is instead of, saving a single file on one server, like with the current structure, Google could instead just give their servers to the network. And instead of saving whole files, they'd just be saving encrypted chunks so that they're not really liable for anything. And then the chunks themselves are redundant, so they're saved a couple of times on the network, so there's no chance of loss.
In case something goes down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is interesting technology, and we were talking with Storage, one of the guys from Storage last night. Are you competing with them? You look at them as a competitor?
So as far as I know, they are kind of a front-end application. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to be using MadeSafe for the back-end. In some ways. I think that they're a little more, they're trying to pitch it as more modular, so maybe you're not only using MadeSafe, you might be using other things.
It's not your business.
My business, okay. I'm not quite sure.
But you don't feel like necessarily you're competing with them?
No. Okay. If you were to pin a competitor, maybe like Ethereum, but they're completely different technologies, so I think they can also be complementary in many ways as well.
How far away from reality is this?
So we're testing them right now. So right now the networks are live in the sense that there's developers can look at them. They're kind of using these testing to be able to fake attacks and do whatever developers will need to see how their applications will run on the network. So we're kind of in that phase right now. We hope to release a beta around the end of the year so that the public can use it. And it might not be at the stage where we're telling people to depend on it. We might just want like a global access to it. So hopefully at that point people will be able to depend on it, but it might not be until like, you know, 6 months afterwards or something.
Yeah, I think you've got to try things. That's why they call it a beta, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You've got to try things out.
It'll be a beta for sure. Yeah.
So you've been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival more than once. How many times?
Twice.
And have you come to Liberty Forum?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
not yet.
So that's coming up in March. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think it's like March 8th or something, like maybe March 5th through the 8th. So Free State Project participant?
I am.
When did you sign up for that?
About a year ago, probably Porkfest last year, maybe.
Okay, so that's like always, in a lot of cases, Porkfest is a real incentive and a deal closer for people. Was there something that inspired you to do that?
I've always been interested in liberty. I'm actually from Massachusetts and recently moved to San Francisco just for a change.
Different.
It is different. But I'm also realizing that I definitely appreciate the community that's in New Hampshire. I have a lot of friends there, just through connecting and having similar philosophies and stuff like that.
Is it hard to find people with that philosophy in San Francisco?
There's actually like a different sect of that philosophy. So it's interesting. So there's like these anarchists in San Francisco, they're a lot more focused on like the collective and like working together aspect. Whereas New Hampshire kind of libertarian is more individualist focused. So I'm actually getting a really good perspective on, in like comparing the two, and it's been really great.
I don't think there's anything that prevents individuals from working together, though, right?
No, like, not at all.
Like Free Aid, for instance, which, of course, Stephanie Murphy is
for sure
involved with.
Yeah, but there's also just a lot of communities out there that are actively working on, like, how we can work together in the best possible way, like through cooperatives and stuff like that. So
things are also, I imagine, a little bit more flamboyant in a lot of ways in San Francisco than, say, the muted tones of New England.
Yeah.
It seems like everything is gray or brick. Like just the, you know, the architecture and the structure. And I remember in Keene years ago, there was a restaurant that stirred up the town by painting its bricks yellow. And there was like newspaper articles about this, and this was controversy. So it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, the houses in San Francisco are definitely very colorful, and the people are as well.
I know, I like that.
It would definitely be nice to see a greater culture in New Hampshire.
Well, let's bring them over to New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
Let's bring the people who appreciate freedom and culture all to New Hampshire and have, you know, influence things. Because there's no doubt that the hippies had an influence in Vermont, right? And, you know, the Free State Project, for our listeners that don't know, is the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people all to the same geographic area. And it was based on the guy who wrote the paper in the, 2001, Jason Sorens, the academic who did research on these other migrations. You know, he looked at the Mormons moving into Utah. I imagine they didn't make things more fun. But, you know, the Vermont hippies, they certainly brought a flavor to Vermont that probably wasn't there previously. So, yeah, let's bring a bunch of different types of people to New Hampshire who all love freedom, and that should be really interesting.
Agreed.
So what's your plan for moving out there? Are you thinking about when you come back from San Francisco? Are you thinking about going to New Hampshire?
Yeah, I think it'll be the next step. I'd like to still like travel the world and stuff because I haven't really quite done that. But it would be nice to have New Hampshire be like a home base sort of thing. So,
for sure. And MadeSafe, of course, that's like a lot of IT jobs. I imagine you can do that from anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
Right?
They're actually based in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
So actually, Bitcoin is really helpful for me because they can pay me very easily.
Right. No currency exchange nonsense, fees, transaction fees, etc.
Yeah.
There are a handful of people in the world right now that are operating on Bitcoins. Like, that's their primary way of being paid and making money and doing business. Do you fall in that category?
I do like to keep kind of like a stash of cash, like, so I'll just like exchange some out just to have cash on hand just in case. But other than that,
you live in the internet and you visit the real world.
Exactly.
That's pretty much how it goes. You've got the internet money that you get paid in and you do business in, and then, you know, you've got some of that foreign money that you use when you travel to the real world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Physical reality. I'm not sure even how to describe it.
Paige Peterson with us from Made Safe. Folks can go to MadeSafe, MadeSafe.net to learn more and sign up for updates and things
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll see you in New Hampshire probably sooner rather than later.
Definitely.
More coming up here from Coins in the Kingdom at coinsinthekingdom.com. We're here in Orlando at the Wyndham Hotel on the Disney property for the next hour and a half or so. We'll take your calls, too. You can still dial in about anything. It's still the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We are still able to take your phone calls, by the way. So if you have anything you want to talk about, it doesn't have to be Bitcoin related. Obviously, this show and yesterday, very heavy on the Bitcoin side of things. Because, you know what? Bitcoin's interesting to us. I mean, if Bitcoin wasn't interesting, we probably would not come do these shows. They're paying us to be here, but that's because it's not cheap to fly across the country and stay in a hotel room and all that stuff. And we appreciate being here because Coins in the Kingdom has been a fantastic event so far, and I'm really grateful that we were given the honor of being a part of this. And so thanks to the great folks who organized this. I hope it comes back next year, and if it does, we will certainly let you know. Coinsinthekingdom.com is where you can go to learn more about it after the fact, and as we learn more about when those videos get posted. So in case you didn't make it here, or maybe you were here but you couldn't see everything, as you never really can at these events because you can only be in one room at one time, we'll inform you when the free video coverage of this event are made available. So throughout the weekend, we've been meeting interesting people. We're going to introduce you to another one of them here in a moment, but first,
BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are bounties available right now at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. One's worth about, what, 34 Bitcoins, Ian?
You told me 38, but I don't know.
That's about the number.
Yeah. It's a lot of Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's more than $10,000. You can use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. You can place your own bounty or add to the ones that are there. The authorities are not going to solve any of these cases that these bounties are placed on. It'll be done by people like you, people that profit from their work and skill. Go check it out at BitcoinBountyHunter.com and collect those bounties. It's BitcoinBountyHunter.com.
All right, so some other way to collect some cryptocurrency, some Bitcoin perhaps, DoABitOfGood.com. We've got Dave Duccini from that website, DoABitOfGood.com. And Dave, you've been out here this weekend meeting folks and talking about what it is you're doing. You're bringing back the screensaver, but in a way that can actually help people. Tell me about that.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome. Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. Great show. Love it. Long time listener, thank first you. Time caller. So we're rocking the screensaver. So the core concept is we've got essentially a communication platform that links nonprofits and pro-social causes through photo albums on the internet. And so when their donor supporters select one of the charities that they like to support, as those images are being displayed on the screen, the system is actually working to make bits of coin that get donated back to that charity. So we support the core mission of the nonprofit, like an animal rescue shelter. We can show up pictures of adoptable
dogs.
Exactly, puppies and kitties, who doesn't like that,
right?
And then while those images are on the screen, we're making real money that gets donated back to that cause to help pay for spay and neutering, etc.
So is this real? Because there's a lot of stuff here at the Bitcoin conference that are, we're going to do this someday. And I believe most of them, they really intend to do what they're planning on doing. But, maybe it will happen, maybe it won't. Is this real? Is this available?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we actually formally launched on May 1st. And unlike some of our, some of our esteemed peers, we actually built the technology first, vetted it, validated it, and then launched it. Exactly. So we have a Windows 7 8 screensaver as well as Mac OS.
Wow. Yeah, so you can go and download the screensaver. But what if you've got a charity or a nonprofit or something like that, and you want to get involved as like one of the possible recipients?
That's a great question. So registration is free on our site. You can register either as an individual or as an organization.
Okay.
We also have a nominate link, so you can click and nominate for any charity. You can also just pick any of the existing ones or upload your own photos and then build up a store of crypto that you can then sit and donate later, either anonymously or as a name donation. So one of the things we solve is it would be nice to sometimes get potentially a tax benefit for your crypto donation. And so instead of donating anonymously, you could actually get a receipt through our system.
Huh. So, okay, you mentioned as an individual. So do you need to be some sort of government registered nonprofit or 501c3 charity?
Nope. So far, I mean, that was kind of our original launch, was just basically chase after nonprofits and pro-social causes. But we actually have a small church group that is building a home for a returned vet to help it make more accessible for him. But, there's no hard and fast on the 501c3.
Good. Thank goodness. Because, I would expect nothing less from someone in the Bitcoin sphere to allow anybody to jump on board with this without government approval. So you can go and download the screen. So just make sure I understand how this works. So I've got Windows 7. I go to doabitofgood.com. download the screensaver via the link at the top there.
Yep.
And then it's going to hook up in my... I've actually never put a screensaver on my Windows 7. So
really?
I feel like I'll be going back to the screensaver.
Awesome. Welcome back.
When doing this. I always liked screensavers, but it seemed like over time they became, you know, that there was less of a purpose to them. We don't have cathode ray tubes for our monitors these days.
To get burned in, right?
Right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So there's really not a reason for a screensaver, but now there is.
Now there is, exactly.
For the screensaver. So I think it's great. You're bringing it back, and you're doing it to help people. So download the screensaver, get it installed, and then will it let me select from some list? How do I choose
So once you've created an account, you can run it, you know, without creating an account if you want to. It'll just use the default new user. But once you create an account, pick a username. You can browse through our free directory and find causes that, you know, resonate with you. There's a full search engine, and then you can see what
how
current
many do you
campaigns
have in there already.
We've got about a dozen different instances launching in May. So and so this is actually our first conference, getting out, you know, to talk to the crypto savvy crowd.
How's it been going? How's the reception been?
It's been fantastic. It's been really nice getting to see, you know, putting, you know, some faces to the names. I mean, I've been part of this community since late 2010, back when the coin was trading for about $2-3 a piece. And so even with today's prices, I'm still feeling pretty, you know, bullish and optimistic about, you know, the future of Bitcoin.
That's awesome. I'm excited about it. I think it's a great idea, and I'm looking forward to giving it a try here. When I get a moment to breathe and, you know, get your website, and definitely will go and check it out. Mark, any questions about Do a Bit of Good?
I'm just interested in, now, what if a laptop, like sometimes the screen will turn off, but the computer is still running?
Yeah.
Is it then still mining even though the screensaver isn't on the screen?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So we don't tamper with any of the power settings. So as long as the CPU is still alive, if the screen goes dark, it'll still continue to run.
Right.
But if you actually power down, you set the power settings, whatever, we shut down. So we're 100% transparent that it doesn't run in the background. It only runs when the screensaver is active.
All right. So here's a technical question. The Bitcoin mining world is very difficult to get into. I mean, the level of difficulty over time has gone up. And usually, you know, if you want to have a chance at mining Bitcoin, you have to have big time equipment and sink a lot of money.
Right.
How are you going to be able to? I mean, is this really going to raise any money?
That's
for anyone?
A fantastic question. So right now, one of the things the screensaver is tuned to chase after several alts like Litecoin or Dogecoin, and then we facilitate the change.
But that's because the altcoins are easier to mine with
a CPU.
A regular computer.
Right. But one of the things that's kind of interesting is when you run essentially a pool server, which is essentially what we do, which is part of the mining community, we can actually take a look and see exactly how much horsepower each individual member has, and then we can essentially parcel out the work instead of saying take random guesses at the solution. Like, let's say your laptop can only guess 1,000 guesses right per minute. We'll say, well, then you work on, you know, 1 through 1,000, and the next computer works on 1,001 through, you know, to 2,000. So we can essentially load level the work out across the distributed network. So this works for, you know, for schools or churches. I know that one of the things we're doing now, we have what's called a Bit for Bit campaign, where we're giving away matching funds to promote. Right now we're looking at high school robotics, which is a very expensive proposition for a high school team. So we're looking to promote either the first Doge robot or a clean water robot or a GiveCoin robot.
So when you sign up as one of these charities, could you select to receive an altcoin, or do you always have to receive it in Bitcoin?
Nope, you can choose whatever coin you want. In fact, if you're one of our supported coins, and we have currently 5 supported coins on the site, you can select which coin you want your supporters to mine for you.
But behind the scenes, even if you are taking Bitcoin, you're actually mining an altcoin.
Correct.
And you guys are changing
exactly
it. Smart stuff. I really think it's neat. And thank you, Dave, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. The website, doabitofgood.com. That's doabitofgood.com. I plan on downloading this and getting it on installed, and maybe we'll figure out a way to help support Free Talk Live or LRN.fm with this. We'll work on that. There's more coming up here from Coins in the Kingdom. 855-450-FREE is our number.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here as we're at Coins in the Kingdom. We do have hopefully some more guests coming up here tonight. Things are sort of wrapping up. The hotel, actually, apparently the Coins in the Kingdom only had the rooms until 8 o'clock, so we have been graciously granted, we're in the Eastern time zone, by the way, we've been graciously granted the ability to stay on late while the cleanup crew is wrapping things up in the background, so it's good to be here. But that basically means that whatever party was going on has gone somewhere else. They may be in the hotel lobby at the bar, and so we'll see if any of our other guests actually show up here in a little bit. If not, we have, of course, have plenty of things to talk to you about. There's since we've been in Bitcoin, you know, when you're at these conventions and we're at Coins in the Kingdom at Walt Disney at the Wyndham Hotel, it's been a great event. Focusing on the Bitcoin universe. When you're at these events, it's really easy to just disconnect from everything else in the world. So honestly, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the world right now. I've got some old show prep from a few days ago, but we've been so busy here at the event, you know, you don't have time to do show prep. And
convention time is entirely different than real life time.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Well, we actually had Patrick Melton on earlier tonight, and he totally spaced it. He was supposed to be on the show last night, and he's been profusely apologizing all day to us for spacing out. And it's like, nope, it's not a big deal. It's totally understandable. You know, you're busy, you're in the middle of a conversation, and then somebody else pulls you over, and you're talking with somebody else, and it's just how these things go. So
I think everybody must experience it. They must know that it's kind of like vacation time, you know? It's just different.
Well, it was really funny, too, because I was talking with one of the organizers who puts these things together. She's like a pro. Like she's done 30 something events. She does 4 or 5 per year, and she's been helping out with Coins in the Kingdom. And so we were talking about how it is that people behave at conventions. And I'd asked the question that prompted the conversation. You know, it was early in the morning. I'd gotten up. I was the only person up this morning at like eight o'clock. I went down to get some of breakfast.
It's been a good event
because you know I like myself free breakfast.
You do. And, you do love a free hot breakfast.
And I want it to be as fresh and as hot as possible. So I was there at 8 o'clock, right when it opened up. And she's in there. And I was like, well, you know, how have the attendees been? Kind of asking just the general, has everyone been well behaved? And she kind of answered mostly in the affirmative on that. She says that her experience with Bitcoin events has been that, or at least with this Bitcoin event, has been that the people here are more down to earth. They're more, she said, more likely to behave as they would on a normal, regular basis. Whereas instead of she's done like dentist conventions and teachers conventions and things
accountants.
Like that, corporate conventions. And so she talks about how it's these other conventions where you'll have people acting out, basically, you know, adults acting in ways that they would not normally behave among other adults, and you know, being very demanding or getting up on tables and dancing and being awful and way too drunk and things like that. And she said she didn't see really any of that from the Bitcoin convention.
Oh, there you go. What would your explanation be?
I don't know. I'm not really sure about that.
I'd say the Bitcoin people are already kind of wild anyway, so they don't have anything pent up. There's just nothing waiting to get it to come out.
Yeah, that could be true. I know we were in when we were in Austin, there were the Lumber Liquidators were having a convention, and there's all these like rough and tough construction looking guys around. And they were definitely acting out.
They were letting loose.
They were loud and obnoxious.
Oh,
and,
come on.
You know, they were pretty obnoxious at certain points.
They were off on their own thing, talking loud and having a good time.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have a good time. I'm not saying that at all. But they definitely were a different flavor than the people at the Bitcoin convention.
I would agree.
So here we are, Coins in the Kingdom. It's been a great event. I, of course, you know, been working at the Free State Project booth, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the FSP. We had a really good day yesterday. It seemed like everybody who wanted to sign up for the Free State Project came and signed up in the morning, because since then it's been like nothing. But overall, the event has been very good compared to many of the events that the Free State Project attends. I think that this particular Bitcoin event has really attracted a liberty-minded Bitcoiner. I always pre-qualify people when they walk up to the table, because I'm worried that, you know, I don't want to jump to a conclusion, right? The Free State Project, the idea is let's recruit libertarian types to move to New Hampshire, like Mark and I did, and over 1,600 people now live in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to get 20,000 people to New Hampshire. We've got over 16,000 who've pledged to make that move. So I want to make sure I'm talking to a libertarian. You know, when they walk up to the table, I don't want to tell a socialist about the Free State Project. I don't want to waste my time with that.
Yeah, what would be the point?
So, you know, I always ask that question, how do you feel about liberty? Every single person that has walked up to the table, and many of them didn't know what the Free State Project was, every single person that I talked to at this event behind that table, they got it. You know, they were on board with the ideas of freedom. Many of them felt like they were not free enough and they would like to be more free. And, well, hey, you should check this out.
And between the three of us, you and I and Carla,
right,
we could tell them all the great things that are going on in New Hampshire. We all have sort of things that we would hit on. I would make sure to mention that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an organization set up by both Free Staters and local folks, has got 73 currently libertarian rated legislators in the New Hampshire House. And that gives New Hampshire the only effective libertarian veto in the entire country.
Mostly effective.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Effective, by what I mean is that it's not actually a veto. It's not. Yeah. They're not the governor. Governor's veto, mm-hmm. right? So, but if you want to get your conservative or your liberal bill through, it has to come through our marginal libertarian group.
That group will become less marginal over time as well, right? We're going to see more liberty people moving to New Hampshire. More of them are going to get elected. Dozens of them are already qualified for the general election this year. Yeah. So it should be interesting to see how that shakes out.
It's kind of for us, it's kind of like a target, right? Like there's the spot in the middle where the people that take the Nolan chart, and you can take it at quiz.freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm. They take the
world's smallest political quiz.
Right, that has been rated on the Nolan chart. You know, they're 100-100s. But as the circles go out and the target, people are, you know, sort of less principled libertarians. And that's fine. I'm still willing to call them libertarians. It's just that, you know, you have to fit. To me, you have to be an 80-80 libertarian. You know, get an 80-80 on the world's smallest political quiz to be a libertarian.
Right. So let's get as many freedom-loving people as possible to New Hampshire, and many of them are here within the Bitcoin community. And, of course, the Bitcoin community in New Hampshire is a very strong group. There are all kinds of Bitcoiner folks. In fact, Mark, can you grab one of the brand-new flyers there, the Get Out of Doge flyers? Free State Project came up with a really brilliant Bitcoin outreach flyer. And so if you've been to blockchain.info or blockchain.com recently, they've actually been running these ads. You may have seen this particular advertisement, but it looks like like an old Western picture with the kind of the covered wagon and a couple of horses pulling the wagon. The wheels on this, I actually just noticed this, are Bitcoin wheels. They've got the Bitcoin logo on them. And it says, "Get out of Doge, escape to the final frontier" at the top. So it's a very kind of attractive flyer for somebody who's in the world of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They will recognize the Doge meme and that sort of thing.
And be excited by it in all likelihood.
Yeah, and then it says, "The Free State Project is a cutting-edge social venture seeking to open up new frontiers for freedom. Based in New Hampshire, thousands of modern-day pioneers are making decentralized solutions the new normal. We love Bitcoin." And on the backside, it goes through several different reasons why New Hampshire is really the destination for, or should be the destination for, people who love freedom. And, you know, they talk about some of the famous names who are involved with the Bitcoin community who are also involved with New Hampshire. So, for instance, the Harvey brothers. These are the guys who created the world's first Bitcoin ATM. This is probably one of the most important pieces of technology to come into the real world Bitcoin sphere.
Yep.
To connect Bitcoin to real life, to allow you to, you know, with your smartphone and with cash, purchase bitcoins and have them loaded onto your smartphone from this machine. Those guys are brilliant, and they live in New Hampshire. You know, and there's several other examples. The mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man who's been accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts, she signed up for the Free State Project this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Let's not forget that the first ad venue in the world to accept bitcoins was right in New Hampshire.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, yeah. And the largest ad venue in the world that accepts bitcoins currently is in New Hampshire.
I don't think they mention us on here, Mark.
No, we're not going to be mentioned. Free Talk Live is the redheaded stepchild of the Liberty world. I'm sorry to tell you.
All right, we're going
to
come back with more here. We've got plenty of time. And by the way, there's news we're talking about here, and this is big news. We've been talking about Waldo, Florida, the speed trap town, for a while here on Free Talk Live, and there's big news coming up. 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com. Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live from Coins in the Kingdom, or what remains of it at this point. There's people hanging out in the hotel, I'm sure, at this point. CoinsInTheKingdom.com, you can learn more about the event there, and as we learn more about when the videos are posted, I think Patrick Melton earlier said they would be posted to his Bitcoin podcast website, which I'm forgetting at the moment. Mark is with a with
P-Melt?
Here. PMelt.com is his personal site. I'm sure you can find his Bitcoin podcast through there.
Coinsider This?
That was it. There you go. Coinsiderthis.com. All right, so keep an eye out there for the various different videos and audio recordings of this excellent convention. Oh, what I was saying earlier about this convention is, you know, I was working at the Free State Project, but we kind of went off into Free State Project land for a little while there, and how it's such a great place for Bitcoiners. But, you know, it was earlier that I was doing that, and then things kind of started to slow down in the vendor area. So I came out and went to see the keynote speech tonight, which you actually were grabbing dinner or something, Mark. You missed that. But Bruce Fenton was the keynote speaker this year, or tonight's keynote speaker. Last night it was Jeffrey Tucker and Andreas Antonopoulos. But Bruce Fenton is, you know, he's a big name, I guess, and he had joined the Free State Project recently. And so my question for him when he finished up was, well, why'd you join the Free State Project? So it's great to have, like, speakers at this event who are Free State Project participants. The Free State Project has had, a big presence here at the event, and I hope they will continue to do that at future Bitcoin events. That's been great.
Yeah, well, I think Bitcoin really appeals to the Liberty community.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about Waldo, Florida here, unless, Mark, there was some other aspect that you wanted to focus on here about this this event.
I just love the fact that everything's so forward-looking. I like to talk about how the world's going to be in the future. I like to talk about ideas, and there's so much of that going on here.
Yeah, it's an exciting, brilliant group of people who is absolutely changing the world. Will all of these businesses be alive in 2 years? Probably not. But many of them are going to be pretty evolutionary and important. So stay tuned. We will continue to bring you more info from the Bitcoin world and universe, and maybe some more special guests here in a little bit. We'll also talk about Waldo, Florida, and how it's over. It's over in Waldo, Florida.
Well, Waldo, Florida has been a long time speed trap in mm-hmm. Florida, because basically when you live on the west coast of Florida, but you want to travel up the eastern seaboard, you have to get from I-75 to I-95. And there's a variety of ways to do it, but probably one of the most traveled paths goes directly through this redneck town of Waldo, Florida. And there's a variety of them there.
That's got really, that redneck sound to it, Waldo.
But they're the main industry there is like the prison industry or something.
No, the main industry there is tickets. Well, or it was.
Yeah, in this case, yes.
Because the classic story out of Waldo, Florida is that as you're driving into Waldo, and I've never done this, I've only heard and seen stories. You've apparently gone through Waldo
many times. Right?
The classic story is that the ticketing is so bad, or was so bad, in Waldo, Florida from the police that AAA purchased a billboard outside of town. You know, it says something like, Waldo, speed trap 6 miles ahead. You know, just to give you a heads up, plenty of notice that you need to really be careful going through here. You're going a mile over, you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah, you don't go over the speed limit at all.
I wonder if they give you tickets for going under the limit, too, because I know I've been pulled over for doing slower than the speed limit in the past. I was going around a bend in Sarasota, Florida once, and there's one of those yellow signs with the suggested speed. I was a teenager. I didn't know that meant suggested speed.
That's what you got pulled over for.
Yeah.
You got pulled over for being a teenager.
I don't know if the cop could have told. I don't think he could have told that I was a teenager from that distance.
Okay.
Maybe he looked up my license plate or something like that and figured it out that way. I suppose that's a possibility.
It's a ridiculous thing to pull somebody over for.
Yeah, well.
Too slow in a curve.
To give the cop credit where credit is due, he did only force us to pour out the beers that we had in the back of the truck. So, you know, it could have been worse. And he didn't find the marijuana that I had in the truck either, because he didn't search, and I probably wouldn't have allowed him to anyway. I don't think I would have allowed that at that point in my life. So, anyway, here's the story from CBSNews.com. The city council of Waldo, Florida, the tiny Florida town known as one of the nation's worst speed traps, has, and this hardly ever happens anywhere, so it's big news, has voted to disband its small police force. Waldo City Council on Tuesday voted 4-1 to eliminate the department just weeks after the chief and interim chief resigned because of state investigations into many issues, including an illegal ticket quota. So how long has this been going on in Waldo? Decades?
Well, they were paying for their entire department with ticket revenue.
They were supplementing the whole town budget, from what I understood, with ticket revenue. But hasn't this been going on for many years? I mean, this is old. Waldo, Florida is an old story. A
couple of decades would be my guess.
So fun.
Somebody probably got the idea, you know, we have a lot of people drive through this town, and they don't even spend any revenue here. If there's some way we could get more money out of them. Hey, I got an idea.
Stop ticketing them.
Well, start ticketing them.
I thought you meant the people that wanted to end the
I think
scam.
That this is going to be bad for Waldo. Like, Waldo itself is going to get less money out of the people that go through it because of this. Because this is, you know, you're being forced to give money to the town of Waldo when you get a ticket.
Well, this time they won't have any, at least they won't have a police department to fund. So the move, city manager Kim Worley told the Gainesville Sun that a Florida Department of Law Enforcement audit found many expensive computer and facilities fixes were needed. It cost the small town, cannot afford. The move follows a revolt by 5 Waldo officers who said they were forced to meet an illegal ticket quota and that evidence was being stored improperly by the department's interim chief. As CBS News reported last month, Waldo's seven police officers wrote nearly 12,000 speeding tickets last year, collecting more than $400,000 in fines. That's a third of the town's revenue.
$400,000? That's peanuts compared to the prison industry, by the way.
As far as the money that goes to Waldo?
Well, I mean, if you think about, you know, a prison guard making, say, $50,000 a year, $400,000 is eight prison guards. So the revenue that comes to the town.
Well, there's only seven cops.
We were talking about the biggest industries in the town, and I'm telling you that giving tickets out is peanuts compared to the people that live in these redneck towns
working
in prisons.
You're talking about industry. I was talking about revenue for the town. This is a third of the town's revenue. The rest of it's probably property taxes, I would guess. The town had six different speed limits in a couple of miles. Drivers entered the city at 65 miles an hour. It then drops to 55, 45, and then 35.
Yeah.
Asked if the situation rings well with him, Gordon Smith, the sheriff in neighboring Bradford County, says it doesn't because you're creating this cash cow where there's cash register justice, he says. Smith was put in charge of the police department in Hampton, just 9 miles down State Highway 301, after the city's police department was disbanded this year. Several town officials are suspected of stealing some of the money raised by the fines. That's legalized robbery, said Smith, and we shouldn't be doing that. Well, everything you do, for the most part, with the exception of actually going after real criminals who hurt people, is basically legalized robbery, officer. But at the very least, you can appreciate this guy for not really liking what they were doing in Waldo. And they've ended the police department there. So, you know, We've been talking about it for years on
Free Talk Live.
So if I had my applause sound effect with me right now, I would be giving it to them. Yes, we do have people in the background. Thank you. So people, they like that Waldo has given it up. And so now many drivers, approximately 12,000 speeding tickets in 1 year. That's 1,000 tickets per month.
Many
by these guys.
Many municipalities and even states around the country will use their police departments as essentially a for-profit industry. You know, this is what Waldo was doing. Mm-hmm. They had taken a niche that the police fill, which is trying to keep people to drive safe on the road. And they'll exploit that niche and say, oh, well, we know that the speed limit is the only possible safe speed at which to travel. So if you're going sufficiently over the speed limit, we're going to get you. And, you know, when you're by yourself when it's your house in a given neighborhood or whatever, you want people to go the speed limit. But every place else, you drive too fast. Mm-hmm. And the speed limits, I think, are set artificially low in many places. I think in residential areas, you really got to keep them low. But when you're talking about roads, highways where people are driving, many times they're kept low for the sole purpose of generating revenue.
In Waldo, you do the numbers, the breakdown here, 12,000 speeding tickets last year, 1,000 per month, divide by 31, you get about 32 tickets per day. Doesn't seem like a whole lot of tickets, I mean, when you really look at it. That's basically 1 point something per hour.
I'm unimpressed with it, frankly. I believe that police officers handing out speeding tickets is old technology.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that your speed limit is the right speed that people should go at, then you should have speed cameras that catch people that are going faster than that speed. And they can spit out a heck of a lot more tickets than a police officer can. You're hiring somebody to go out there and catch.
But you're not actually advocating for that, are you?
I'm not really. Well, I don't know what I think.
They might have 24,000 tickets.
Well, I think they should have speed limits that actually reflect what the maximum safe speed is. I don't think you should have these artificially low numbers.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. We're at Coins in the Kingdom. We've got a full hour remaining. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts at 855-453. Plus, the keynote speaker from tonight, Bruce Fenton, one of the newer Free State Project participants, will be joining us here. Coming up in hour number three, you can also take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.